Fall is the time of year that we start hearing about controlling noxious weeds, and bindweed is no exception. Hi there, I am Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the multi-county K-State agronomist that covers Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties in northwest Kansas. Field bindweed is a deeply rooted perennial weed that severely reduces crop yields. This noxious weed infests just under 2 million acres across the state of Kansas, and we have our fair share in northwest. Bindweed is notably hard to control, especially with a single herbicide application. Late fall prior to a killing freeze can be an excellent time to treat bindweed, especially if we've got good fall moisture. Some of the best fall applications are with dicamba and tordon. This is a perennial weed that is moving carbohydrate deep into its root system during the fall, which can assist with the movement of herbicide into that root system. The most effective control program includes preventative measures over several years in conjunction with timely herbicide applications. Use of close row spacings and vigorous competitive crops such as winter wheat or forage sorghum may aid in bindweed control. Dicamba, tordon, 2,4-D ester, and glyphosate products are registered for suppression or control of bindweed in fallow and other certain crops, pastures, and rangeland. Single herbicide applications rarely eliminate our established bindweed stands. However, treating repeatedly with applications over a couple of years can provide good suppression and hopefully get to the point where you're not finding bindweed in your fields any longer. Applications of 2,4-D ester and glyphosate products are most effective when you apply them in the spring to vigorously growing bindweed in mid to full bloom. However, when we're starting to talk about fall applications, dicamba and tordon are most effective. Most herbicide applications are least effective in the middle of the summer or when the bindweed plants are stressed. Now, after we've received this rain this weekend, our bindweed plants should no longer be stressed, so it's a great time to think about spraying for your bindweed. Facet L is a new Quinclorac product which now replaces Paramount or Quinstar, and it can be applied to bindweed in the fallow period prior to planting winter wheat or grain sorghum with no weeding restrictions. All other crops have a 10-month pre-plant interval. Quinclorac products can be used in grain sorghum crop to control field bindweed during the growing season. Additional non-cropland treatments for bindweed include Crenite, S, Plateau, and Journey. Now, considerable research has been done at K-State on herbicides and timing for bindweed control. The charts showing the levels of control are posted on my K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. Or you can see them on my Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. If you have any questions, please contact me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs.